Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended for educational purposes only. Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Inc., a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC, A.W. Smith Financial Inc., and Centaurus Financial Inc. are not affiliated companies. This message is intended for residents of certain states of the United States of America only. Please visit the sponsor's website at awsmithfinancial.com for the specific states registered. Neither the sponsor nor Centaurus offer legal or tax advice. You should consult a licensed legal or tax professional to discuss your particular situation.
Financial coach Aaron Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Your Choice, Your Money. This show is designed to help you increase your knowledge as it relates to the language of money. Certainly, as many of you know, that money can be another language, sort of a foreign language in many respects. Many of us are intimidated about money. Many of us are certainly concerned about money, and all of us want to have money because it's necessary to live from day to day in this country. So look here, Your Choice, Your Money is designed to help you increase your knowledge. The hard dollars that you earn, the dollars that you earn, you want to make sure that you are able to maximize the efforts with every dollar that you earn. Not only with earning that money, but making sure that you do the right things as it relates to how you invest your money, spend your money, and even when you plan to gift your money. You want to make sure that you're making the right decisions. Look here, this show is going to allow you to get the basics, to understand the basics. We're gonna take it from or move you away from Wall Street, so to speak, to Main Street. We're gonna bring the language of finance from, once again, Wall Street to Main Street. So we're gonna talk about the basics. I got a call-in number. If you'd like to speak with me live, you can call in to my show. That number is 646-564-9515. Once again, that number is 646-564-9515. If you got a question for me, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'd love to speak with you. You can visit us at our website at awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, that is www.awsmithfinancial.com. I've got a question for you. I certainly hope that you have something to write with and something to write on as we share with you. We think it's important that not only you hear the information, but you'll be able to write this information down. It allows you to retain the information that's shared with you on a week-to-week basis from our show. I do have a question for you. Who do you get your financial advice from? Let me repeat that question, if you will. My listeners, who do you get your financial advice from? Do you get that advice from a friend? you know, that person that's so dear to you, that you have a close relationship with. You all talk about everything. But there's a financial concern that you have, and you are able to share that information with that friend as well. Does he or she give you advice? Financial advice. Do you get financial advice from a coworker or a colleague, someone who works in the workplace with you? Do you have a comfortable relationship with them? And because you have this comfortable relationship, you feel it's appropriate to get advice from them, financial advice, when there's an issue or a concern that you have financially in your life. Maybe you get your financial advice from a relative. It could be an uncle. It could be a parent. It could be a brother or sister. These are people that you have long-term relationships with. You grew up with them. You trust them. But you also trust them with giving you financial advice. Is there a pastor that you may be getting your financial advice from? So there are many people, ladies and gentlemen, that we get our financial advice from. I want you to think about this for a second here. You know, as you're tuning into our show, as you're planning your work day, I want you to think about it for a moment. So that you get up, depending on what shift you work, what hours you work, you get up in the morning, you prepare yourself, you've been blessed to have the opportunity to be able to get up and move about, and you go to work where you earn money. And even during the course of working, you're there and you're spending money. You may desire to buy lunch. You may even desire to go to dinner after work. You have a lifestyle. You may have kids that you take care of, that you have them involved in activities that are important to them. That costs money. When you put food on the table, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, that costs money. Even when you decide that you want to get to work using whatever transportation that you use, it certainly costs money. Ladies and gentlemen, where are you getting your financial advice? You have a need in your life, maybe starting a new business. You may have an existing business, and you're trying to get clarity on how to maximize your business, how to grow your business, how to protect your business. You may be a newlywed, and you're starting to improve your credit, and you want to know how do you do that? How do you increase your credit score? I am a newlywed, and I want to really understand how to prepare a budget, me and my wife, or me and my husband. See, ladies and gentlemen, you may be a mid-career employee. You may be in your 40s or your 50s. And you're preparing financially for the remaining of your life, the best time of your life, which is called your permanent vacation, which is your retirement. You know, who are you going to get financial advice from? See, ladies and gentlemen, you may be prepared for retirement, about to retire. You're not sure what to do with your retirement assets. Who are you getting advice from? Who are you getting your financial advice from? And once again, if you'd like to chat with me live, give me a call. 646-564-9515. Once again, that number is 646-564-9515. See, my listeners, it's important to understand who you get your advice from, that they understand exactly where you are financially in your life and what you're trying to accomplish financially in your life. It's also important that they understand the tax laws or the tax rules that apply financially in your life. See, ladies and gentlemen, they must understand the investment opportunities that are available to you as you prepare financially in your life. See, ladies and gentlemen, they must understand the risk management that's necessary, that's needed to be able to help you financially in your life. See, our show is here. We're here to provide that advice to you. You just tune into our show or visit our website, awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, awsmithfinancial.com. You know, I've always asked this question, even from the time that I began to do this business, to learn this career over 20 years ago. Always ask the question, who do you get your financial advice from? See, ladies and gentlemen, if you had a severe headache, where would you get your medical advice? Would you get it from your coworker or your colleague or your friends or even your family members? Or would you seek professional help? Would you see your physician? See, ladies and gentlemen, you are in a quandary. You're in a situation in your life, whether it's you or a loved one, and you need legal advice. You need legal advice. Who are you going to get that advice from? Is it going to be your friend, your colleague, your family member? See, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that you are awarded with the best opportunity to be successful in your life financially. In order to do that, you should be considering getting your advice from a professional, someone that you can count on, someone that you're comfortable with, and someone who's able to guide you step by step and allow you to accomplish the goal that you're trying to accomplish that requires money. See, ladies and gentlemen, there are many things that are going to happen in your life financially during your entire lifespan, whether you're planning to go to college or send someone, pay for someone to go to college, or maybe you're trying to plan how to get out of debt and prepare a budget. Once again, you may have a retirement account like a 401k or a 401k-like plan, and you don't really know how to work that plan to maximize its efforts for you. See, ladies and gentlemen, you may be about to receive an inheritance or have received an inheritance, and you're just not sure how to manage it. See, the best thing is that you don't want to guess. You don't want to play the guessing game. Nor do you want to get advice from individuals who mean well, who love you, but they are only guessing and how to help you. See, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the 20 1 years that I've been doing financial consulting, I've seen individuals make not good decisions with their financial lives simply because they have gotten bad advice. And generally from individuals that they're close to, that love them, that care for them. See, loving someone, caring for someone, is not a requirement. It's not a requirement to be able to effectively give them financial advice. See, however, it's important, whoever you choose to get advice from, that you want to make sure that they're qualified. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Your Choice, Your Money. My name is Aaron Smith. You can reach me at 646-564-9515. Well, then 646-564-9515. My website is awsmithfinancial.com. awsmithfinancial.com. Visit our website. We are in the process of upgrading our website where you will be able to get tons of information free for you as it relates to your personal finance. You'll be able to also log into our new blog page. We got tons of articles, ladies and gentlemen, tons of articles that relate to what you are going through, what you're doing, and what you're living on a daily basis financially. And we'll have that up for you very soon as well. Once again, this is Your Choice, Your Money. My name is Aaron Smith. Our topic for this day is, who do you get your financial advice from? Do you take financial advice? Do you accept it? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? You figure it out all on your own. Okay? There are many of us who are tuning into the show. We do it on our own. We figure it out on our own. Certainly, that's getting advice. But are you giving yourself? Are you sharing with yourself the best advice that you can give yourself? I want you to think about it. Are you sharing with yourself, are you giving yourself the best financial advice that you can get? See, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to note here that at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to make sure that we are focused. We're focused on getting the advice that's necessary for us to live the lifestyle that's important to us. That's important to us. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? I thought I had a call on.
Good morning.
Are you there, caller? Are you there?
Yes. It's good when you say the last person calling numbers and they know you're talking to them. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning to you.
I'm fine. Yes, I want to say good topic, good show, because a lot of times when God bless you with money, a door opens. A lot of times we make a mistake going to the wrong people, and then the people we go to, they want your money. I
yes,
want you know, about 10 years ago, God made a way for me, and I got $4,800, which is, I wish I had it now, you know. And I remember a pastor saying that when you get money, that people will come to you and ask you for your money. Because I never really had money, you don't really understand something until you experience something.
Absolutely.
And so, when I got that $4,800, it was a private somebody came to me and wanted me to lend them $1,000. I'm like, come on, I gotta get me a car. I don't have, you know, $4,800. It's not a lot of money. I mean, I wish I had it now, but it's amazing how when you get money, you have to keep your mouth shut and stay away from the people with no money, because whatever you have, they want to take from you. So you gotta be careful and get around. Read books. Was it Susan Omari? You know, go to the library and ask questions. Stay with your family and friends with no money, because the first thing they want to do is take your money from you. But I want to say, good topic, good subject.
Oh, thank you so much for giving us a call. We appreciate it very much. You're absolutely right. I think the best thing that we can do, ma'am, sometimes when we come into an inheritance, is keep our mouths closed. Keep it to ourselves. Thank you for your call.
Yes, and I keep continue on. Do you have books? Have you written books, or you know what are you doing to help? You know, your coach and stuff like that.
Yes, I do. You can go to my website.
Okay. Well, God bless you. May you continue going forward. Take care.
Absolutely. You too. Once again, our website is awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, that is awsmithfinancial.com. I appreciate the call from the caller. Also, it's important that if you're looking for a professional to give you advice, that you check that professional out. And you can go to what is called BrokerCheck. And let me give you that website. If you're currently working with an advisor or you're looking to work with an advisor and you want to make sure that they are on the up and up, that they're going to work for your best interest, you can go to finra.org. That's finra.org. Once again, that's finra.org. There you can check out your advisor under what is called Broker Check. Once again, under what is called Broker Check. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is your choice, your money. We will be on every week Tuesday at 10 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, also, if you don't get us live, you can visit our website to get our shows. That's, once again, awsmithfinancial.com, awsmithfinancial.com. Once again, I want to also mention, as a wrap-up of our show this morning, is that where are you getting your financial advice from? If you're getting your advice from your friends, your relatives, colleagues, or anyone who's not a professional, ladies and gentlemen, they love you. They want to do the best they can to give you the proper advice. But once again, many times, they're just not well equipped to be able to share that with you. I recommend that just like if you were to go to your medical profession and or, ladies and gentlemen, you were to go to need help with something legal, that you go to an attorney, someone who specializes, who's schooled, educated, have years of experience at the issues or concerns that you have. Once again, thank you for your time this morning. We look forward to talking to you next time. God bless. We'll see you next time. Thank you.